Thanks for joining us again today on Bridging the Gap. And today we're going to talk about waste management. It's one of the most critical services that we have in this county. And a lot of times we don't think a whole lot about it. We pack up our trash, we move it out to the curb, and we just say goodbye to it. We don't think a lot, but actually it is one of the most important departments that we have and one of the most important services that the county government brings to the citizens. And we're joined today with a couple of fellas who know their way around that a little bit. Guys, if you don't care, why don't you just introduce yourselves?
I'm Tim Snowden, the Solid Waste Coordinator.
I'm Robert Steele.
And guys, tell us a little bit about, for start, just tell us a little bit what you guys do up there. If I mean, we've got some folks who maybe never even been up your direction. What? How does it work?
They'll bring the trash up there. You know, it could be household trash, tires, any kind of recyclable stuff we take up there. And they pay by, right now they're paying by the bag or by the truckload. Mm-hmm. We got new scales that we put in a few months ago. Once we get everything going on them, it'll be by the weight.
And then what kind of difference will that make to the person who brings something up there?
Well, we still got the price going by the bag per se, but what it's going to do is people that brings a bag of feathers and the people that brings a bag of bricks up there, mm-hmm. it's going to make it more fair for everybody across the line.
So instead of, and I guess you guys, you know, when you dispose of it, it's based on weight for you, isn't it?
Yes.
So what we had for a long time is it didn't matter what you brought up there, if it was going to cost you substantially more to get rid of it than, say, somebody with a bag of aluminum cans, it ended up being the same price.
Yes, it did. It was, you know, it was unfair, really, statewide, I mean, countywide, because some come out smelling like rose and some didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so when do you guys expect we'll be having the scales in, and is that something we can look for this year, or is it a longer-term project?
The only thing we like right now is doing the off-ramp on it. Probably within the next couple months we'll have that done, and hopefully, I know by the first year we're going to switch over to it, but maybe a little bit sooner, maybe okay. Around the holidays.
Oh, great. And now, I know you guys take a lot of different kinds of waste up there. Is there anything specifically that you don't take at the transfer station?
We don't take no building materials. Our compactor won't crush the building materials. For instance, any kind of two-bys or drywall. Now, we'll take insulation, stuff like that. And drywall, we'll take some drywall as long as it's just a small, you know, a small patch. Mm-hmm. But we can't take no big loads.
So don't tear your house down and bring it up there.
Exactly.
And I spoke with Beazle a little bit earlier this year about the recycling program. And what kind of difference have you seen that make up there for you guys?
Recycling's making a big difference. Right now in solid waste for this year of 2017, we're averaging about 120 ton a month. And recycling, we're recycling right at about 15 ton a month.
Okay.
So it's a, you know, they're a pretty steady program. We've got recycling containers throughout the whole county. You name it, there's a place somewhere close mm-hmm. to make it easy on you.
If people haven't seen them, those are the big green trailers with the county logo on them. And that, yes. You know, I know right around Stanton, there's usually one at the food court, usually one over by Rite Aid. You know, they are pretty accessible.
Yes, and I've got right now, I've got five more containers on order that we're going to put out. People don't realize, A, it helps the landfills out recycling, but it also helps out people that pay for their trash to be disposed of up there. We don't charge them for recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you separate out, instead of worrying about what it weighs or how many bags it is at all, if you're willing to separate out your recyclables, then you just drop those off for free.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got a local state worker that's retired now. He said he went through doing his recycling now, and he has 7 bags a week, 5 bags of recycling, 2 bags of garbage.
That's true. Actually, I did it too. I had never recycled before in my life, and I started doing it just out of curiosity, you know, and I went from about 6 bags to about 2.
Yeah.
And it's really surprising when you realize how much stuff that we're piling on you all up there that's totally unnecessary. That we could be, and I guess the county gets a benefit out of recycling as well, doesn't it?
Yes. When we resell that, you know, that money goes straight into our county as far as profit for us.
So you're helping to support the transfer station itself and to keep taxes low and things like that, and you're saving yourself money at the same time. And I mean, it's a win for everybody.
Yeah. I was talking to Basil this morning about, you know, what we're running money-wise, what we bring in, what we, you know, send out. And he said we're breaking about even on everything. So that means transfer station's carrying its own.
Right. And that's hard to do. I mean, in any department, that is tough to do. So y'all ought to really be commended for that. That's a chore. But I'm sure part of that has been the innovations that you guys have made up there. You know, the transfer station's come a long way. If people haven't been up there in 10 years or so, I mean, it's come a long way from where we used to be.
Well, we've noticed, and me and Basil have talked about too, the more people we got coming in now. And I said, you know, it's more the women is starting to bring garbage up there compared to where it was just men bringing it up there and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The wives are now bringing it up there. And I said, you know, we try to keep it organized, clean, and, you know, make it presentable for them.
Yeah, I've been up there. It's probably been about a year, but I was up there about a year ago with a bunch of stuff I needed to get rid of. And I was really impressed with it. You know, you think, you kind of get this mental image of, well, I'm going to head up to the dump, and you think you're just going to roll up on big trash piles and everything's a mess, but it really isn't like that. It's not.
And, you know, we take a lot of pride in what we got up on the hill, and we try to make it presentable.
Well, and y'all do a fantastic job with that. Now, I know one of the biggest events that you guys have all year is Free Dump Day. That's, you know, we put a post out on Facebook on our public information page about it. I think it was shared over 150 times. I mean, that's definitely something that people care a lot about.
That particular day was July the 29th, and we done a little over 67 tons of garbage in an 8-hour period.
Now, how does that compare to just a regular 8-hour period?
Regular 8-hour period, you're probably doing 4 ton.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, you're
so you took in over 20 times as much garbage as, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, we averaged right at 120 ton a month. So you took in over half of that in 8 hours. Yeah.
And, you know, that's a great service, you know, for people who had something they wanted to get rid of that, you know, they've been keeping around, whether it's for monetary reasons or whatever. It's, you know, and it helps clean up the county.
Yes.
You know, you think how much trash gets brought up there that otherwise would have been sitting on the side of the road or somewhere where it certainly didn't need to be.
And we take a lot of pride in our used tires up there. You know, we a small fee to get rid of them, and it's better than having them sitting around your house.
Sure. And what is the fee that you all have for, because we got a lot of questions about that. People want to know best ways to get rid of tires.
Right now, we're charging $3 a tire. That's for a 17-inch blow. Now, a tractor tire or a big truck tire, you know, it's about $5.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but still, I mean, you're looking at $20 at the worst for a set of four tires, and that's pretty good, I would imagine. Well, tell us a little bit more about, you know, what is it? What is the process where you actually dispose of the trash? I mean, I know you come up there and you guys are great. They'll come help you get it out of the truck bed or whatever you have it in, and you toss it in a big compactor, and then if you're like me, you just drive off down the road and you don't think about it again. But what actually goes into disposing of it?
Well, we'll compact it, and usually we are containers a hold. We've been averaging about 12 tons to a container, and then we'll have it shipped off to Estes County over at Viola's, and they'll dump it and, you know, come back and we start again.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I mean, I guess that goes back to the recycling when you figure the cost associated of you getting it hauled off there and disposed of versus, you know, it doesn't take, I would imagine, a whole lot of heavy glass bottles before you get into a ton of garbage.
Yeah. I've noticed just in paperwork and, you know, what we're putting out of our recycling thing, whenever my garbage bill goes up, that means we're doing less recycling. And then when my recycling going up, we got less garbage going out. So,
and how many trailers do we have around the county right now?
Right now we're sitting at 29. And time I get everything on the road from grant money, we'll have 44 of them.
And they're all over the county. I mean, for people who have never looked into this before or thought a whole lot about it, you know, I mentioned a couple in Stanton, but where, if you live up in the upper end or lower end of the county, where can they typically find one?
Up Slade, you got up at McGale's, then the new the Mexican restaurant up at Slade, then at the Shell station.
Okay.
Now down in Clay City, you've got a Easy Stop, the pizza place, and I think that's it down in Clay City right now. We've got two more spots when we get our new stuff in, and we're going to open up more in Clay City.
Okay. And in Stanton, you know, I personally utilize the one there across from the Industrial Board office, right next to Rite Aid, and I use the one at the food court quite a bit. But I've seen them at Baker's Apartments. I've seen them all over the place.
Yeah, we have them at Baker's Apartments. We have it at Little Caesars parking lot is one, and I think that's it in Stanton.
That's one across the street from the dollar store.
When they come in, when the trailer comes in, do you guys do the sorting, or does the trailer get hitched up and taken somewhere else? How does that process work?
No, we do all the sorting there at the on the hill. We've got balers that once we get, you know, all our cardboard goes in, we bale it. Our plastic goes in there, and you know, once we get a full bale, we'll store it until we get a semi-load, and then we sell it.
And what kind of stuff, for folks who've never done that before, what kind of things can you recycle? What kind of things can you definitely not recycle?
Any kind of paper is recyclable. Cardboard is recyclable. Your aluminum cans, your metal cans like your green beans and your corns, all recyclable. Any water bottle, pop bottles, and people don't realize your laundry detergent jugs are recyclable.
Oh, wow. That's one I hadn't thought of either.
If you look underneath, look at the bottom of any plastic, if it's got a one or two in there, then it's a recyclable container for us.
Okay. And is there anything in particular, if I'm bringing my recycling out there, that I can do to make life easier on you guys, or something you'd really prefer somebody not do?
Well, you know, if you just separate it, we've got a conveyor belt in one of our buildings that I keep a couple guys on. They'll open the bags up and go through it and sort it out the way it needs to be. So as far as being a big problem for the homeowners, you can set two garbage cans up there, one for trash and one for recycling, and we can take care of the recycling part.
I guess you tend to think of it as separating the aluminum from the plastic, from the paper, from everything, but you're saying that you can just, for all you care, you throw it all in there and you'll take care of it.
We'll take care of all that.
Well, that's outstanding. I didn't know that either. I've been going through way more trouble than I needed to, I guess.
Well, I mean, we appreciate when they do separate it all out,
right,
but it's not a need in it. We can take care of it up there as far as recycling.
Well, yeah, I guess overall it's the most important thing, if you can, is to get it there.
Yes.
However you get it there is, you know, we'll figure that out later.
Yes.
Well, we got about a minute and a half left. Can you tell us anything? You know, I know they occasionally do a free tire day. I don't know. I'd spoken to the judge before. He wasn't sure when that was coming up. But
the state puts that on. They have combined us with several surrounding counties. So it's every 4 years that we'll get the free tire day.
Okay. Do you know when the last time we did one of those was?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
So we're
about halfway.
Yeah. About another, maybe next year or the following year.
Okay.
Before we get it back.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like to tell everybody as far as the transfer station goes and what they may not know about it?
You know, we have inmates that help us up there to get through what we need to get through. And, you know, we just try to make it as easy and comfortable for them coming up and getting in and getting out as quick as possible.
Well, if you haven't been up there in a while, folks, and of course, if you're not familiar with where it is, it's just past Turkey Knob, Transfer Station Road. It's right before you get to the Head Start building, and it really is, it's a great world-class operation that they've got up there. They're doing some really interesting things. Like you said, they're self-sufficient now, which is really incredible, and it's just great to know that we have got real professionals who are really working hard to make sure that Powell County's waste management is as good as anywhere you could go. And I firmly believe that. Any interaction I've ever had with them, they've been extremely professional, and it is a perfectly comfortable thing to do, and hopefully it'll start everybody recycling down the road. Well, thank you guys. I really appreciate you coming down here today.
All right, thank you.
We'll see you up there soon enough.
All right, thank you.